El Señor esté con vosotros. Lectura del Santo Evangelio según San Mateo. En aquel tiempo, Jesús dijo a sus discípulos esa parábola. El reino de los cielos es semejante a un propietario que al amanecer salió a contratar trabajadores para su viña. Después de quedar con ellos y pagarles un denario por día, los mandó a su viña. Salió otra vez a media mañana. Vio unos que estaban ociosos en la plaza y les dijo, vayan también ustedes a mi viña. Yo les pagaré lo que sea justo. Salió de nuevo en media tarde, hizo lo mismo. Por último, salió también al caer la tarde. Se encontró todavía otros que estaban en la plaza y les dijo, ¿por qué han estado aquí todo el día sin trabajar? Ellos le respondieron, porque nadie nos ha contratado. Él les dijo, vayan también ustedes a mi viña. Al atardecer, el dueño de la viña le dijo a su administrador, llama a los trabajadores y págales su jornal, comenzando por los últimos hasta que llegues a los primeros. Se acercaron pues los que habían llegado al caer la tarde y recibieron un denario cada uno. Cuando les llegó su turno, a los primeros creyeron que recibirían más, pero también ellos recibieron un denario cada uno. Al recibirlo, comenzaron a reclamarle al propietario diciéndole, esos que llegaron al último solo trabajaron una hora, y sin embargo, les pagas lo mismo que nosotros, que soportamos el peso del día y del calor. Pero él respondió a uno de ellos, amigo, yo no te hago ninguna injusticia. ¿Caso no quedamos en que te pagaría un denario? Toma pues lo tuyo y vete. Yo quiero darle a que llegó al último lo mismo que a ti. Que no puedo hacer con lo mío lo que yo quiero. ¿O vas a tener rencor porque yo soy bueno? De igual manera, los últimos serán los primeros y los primeros los últimos. Lord be with you. Reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and he said to them, you two go into the vineyard, and I will give you what is just. So they went off. When he went again around noon, around 3 o'clock, and did likewise, going out about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? They answered, because no one has hired us. He said to them, you two go into my vineyard. When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to his foreman, summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first. those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour. You have made them equal to us, who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Am I not free to do so as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous? Thus the last will be first and the first will be last." The Gospel of the Lord. This was his typical day. He got up at 12 midnight to start his day. He wandered over to the church, rang the bell, and already by about 1 o'clock he was already in the confessional. There he was for 6 hours, 6 or 7 hours, took a short break. Then he went back to the confessional from about 8 until 11. 11 o'clock he gave a class of catechism. And the catechism class lasted about an hour. 12 o'clock he went to the rectory where he would eat 2 potatoes. On a good day, maybe in a feast day, maybe 2.5. He would shave, he would take maybe an 8-minute rest, and he'd visit a sick person. Then at 1 o'clock, he'd be back in the confessional until about 8 p.m. He did this for about 40 years. And I'm not making this up, I have a first-class relic of this person in my room. And this is the Curé Bars. Don't we feel embarrassed? That's the message today. Let's try not to be lazy. Okay, you're going to say, "Well, Father, the pandemic is such that we have a word from New York, it's a lot of baloney. Another word from New York, malarkey. Another word from New York, hogwash." I'm speaking like a New Yorker now. It's just a question of how are we going to be using our time profitably. Because if you're intelligent, we have a highly intelligent group here this afternoon. Say thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
It's knowing how to organize your time well. Okay, now, my message today is we all have to work. Why did the Curé of Ars work so hard? Because he recognized life is short. And souls are at stake. Not money, but souls are at stake. So I'm going to invite you as well as myself, let's examine our conscience on our work ethic. On our work ethic in 3 areas. You hear me? Okay, let's examine our conscience because the first reading, the Gospel, and the reading of St. Paul refers at least implicitly toward work. Okay, the first is physical work. Physical work. Let's make an effort to do some type of physical work every day. Even those who are older, you should try to do physical work, some type of physical exercise. Otherwise, your body starts to fall apart. Then you die 10 years earlier than God wanted, and then you got another 500 years in purgatory. Okay? Better to work now. I think this should be our philosophy. Father Ottavio, dos lugares para descansar. El cementerio y el cielo. Amen. ¿Habla español? Dos lugares para descansar. El cementerio y el cielo. Two places to rest. The cemetery, Forest Lawn, or All Souls, it better, is Catholic, and heaven. So, physical work. I have in my room dumbbells. You know what dumbbells are? Both 20 pounds, okay? The other day I threw my back out, so I have to wait a little bit. It's a sign of old age, okay? Second area of work is intellectual work. Somebody's saying, well, I'm already 40. I'm already 42. I don't have to study anymore. I remember one of the most brilliant men who ever lived, when he'd go on vacation, he would take a whole baggage of books. That was Cardinal Ratzinger, Benedict XVI. Probably one of the most brilliant men in the church. Have you ever read some of his writings? Just brilliant. He's taking a whole baggage of books. What about us pobrecitos? No? So try to cultivate your mind. One of the saddest things for me is to encounter lazy teenagers, equally. I've been teaching confirmation for 45 years. Little bit of experience, huh? And one of the saddest things is to ask a confirmation student that's 15 to read, and he's tripping over monosyllabic words. That means cat or dog. No? He's reading at a level that I could read in second grade. Not that I'm an Einstein or a genius, no? So let's all pray for grace that starting today, we would put a concerted effort to cultivate our mind. I pray often for myself that I'll have a keen, brilliant mind. I pray for that. Anything wrong with that? I pray to Aquinas, Augustine, that God will give me a photographic memory. And I think little by little, even though I'm getting old, I'm praying that these last years my mind will become brilliant. Not because of pride, so that I can preach and teach and write better, and I can save more souls. Amen? And the third area of work is the most difficult, and it's spiritual work. There's one good thing I'd have to say about young people today, the teenagers. I noticed that a lot of them, they've got dungarees or they got their pants, and they've got holes in their, pants. You know why? Because they're praying so many rosaries. Is that true? Ojalá se fuera, no? So that's the area. Let's pray for the grace to work hard in this life and rest forever in heaven. Amen? En español, ahorita. El cuerpo de ellos trabajaba 15, 16, 17 horas cada día. 15 horas en el confesionario, comiendo dos papas por día. Y por la noche, no bailando, sino luchando con el diablo. 40 por 40 años. ¿Cómo trabajaba? Y nos da vergüenza de pensar que él trabajaba tanto, él le costaba los estudios. Casi no podía pasar los estudios, fue ordenado. Para mí es un ejemplo, un ejemplo para seguir porque trabajaba tanto y yo a mí me siento que soy flojo frente a este santo sacerdote. Vamos a examinar nuestra conciencia sobre el trabajo. Hay tres ambientes del trabajo: trabajo físico, trabajo intelectual y trabajo espiritual. Cada persona debe trabajar con sus manos. Debe trabajar con sus manos. Recuerdo que cada sábado mi papá me obligaba a trabajar. Yo odiaba esto. Ahorita doy gracias porque no tengo miedo a trabajar. Gracias a buen papá. Gracias. Trabajo físico. Forma carácter. Forma carácter. Luego trabajo intelectual. Qué triste es cuando Dios le da a una persona un intelecto muy capaz, un intelecto inteligente, ese aflojo. Había dicho en inglés, enseñando confirmación, a veces viene un muchacho de 14, 15 años y parece que están leyendo al nivel del primer grado. Casi quiero llorar. Y no es que le falta inteligencia, sino son flojos. La flojera intelectual. Pedirle al Señor que nos dé una mente brillante, como Santo Tomás de Aquino. Amén. Para poder salvar almas. Dios puede usar personas inteligentes, personas santas, para hacer mucho bien. Y por último, gracias a Dios que muchos jóvenes tienen pantalones con agujeros, ¿no? Ustedes dicen que están aire acondicionados, ¿ok? No, tal vez porque están rezando muchos rosarios, ¿no? Ojalá se fuera. El tabaco intelectual es importante, pero el tabaco espiritual es todavía más importante. Espero que todos nosotros podamos hacer una hora santa. En inglés, the holy hour, not a happy hour, ¿eh? Okay. Ojalá que podamos ser fieles a la hora santa, eso nos va a llevar a la santificación y la salvación. Hermanos, nuestro lema por hoy es trabajar muy fuerte en esta vida y podemos descansar para siempre en el cielo. Amén. Stand.